This is your station, 88.9 KETR. My name is Jared Knight, and I'm joined this morning by Phyllis Reiser. Phyllis has over 25 years of experience in the insurance industry, and she's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education, and she is on KETR to talk about things that you ought to be at least aware of, if not perhaps seek out some more knowledge on. And today, first, welcome, Phyllis.
Thank you, Jared.
And I think today we're talking about the use of credit scores in determining insurance coverage eligibility.
That's correct.
Okay. Tell me about it. Why would you use a credit score? To what extent is a credit score even relevant when it comes to insurance coverage?
Well, insurance companies have done extensive studies. They've spent a lot of money and a lot of time doing extensive studies on the relationship of credit scores to a person's loss history. And the surprising thing is that they found it has a very definite relationship. No one knows why for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the people who have the low scores have as much as 40% more claims and 40% higher claims than the ones who have higher scores. The higher score being the better score, the lower score being the more negative score.
Right. In terms of credit scores, the higher the credit score, obviously, the better. But it's not a scale of 1 to 10. It ends up being sometimes what's good for some folks may not be as good for other folks. But to know that there's a correlation between high credit score and less insurance claims, and the lower the credit score, the more insurance claims, that's interesting information.
It is interesting, but it's amazing that it follows so closely. One follows the other one so closely, and insurance companies have figured this out. So now, most insurance companies, that's what they will do, is pull an insurance credit score when they are reviewing a person's application for insurance. They want to know the credit score. And they get the credit score, and this way they determine the premium. In the old days, insurance agents may have a chart or a book or even a computer, and they plugged in all the information about the house. But now the first information they want is the credit score, which means you could live in a subdivision with all similar houses, all the same value. One person may be paying as much as $300 to $500 more than the person across the street, and it could be due to credit scores. The same is true with auto insurance, auto and home. It's the same way. If you have lower credit scores on auto, you may be paying a lot higher, even as much as 20 to 50% more than the person who has a low credit score. So,
is this factored into some of this? We've talked in the past about some what we sometimes refer to as kind of gotcha insurance, folks who go on TV and say, we're definitely going to give you lower interest. You could save as much as so-and-so amount of dollars per year or so-and-so percent or whatever. Is this one of the things that's being factored into that idea that it's possible to have it lower if maybe you had a lower credit score and then time passed and your credit score went up and this other insurance company could offer you a lower rate? I mean, is that one of the things that they're factoring in as potential credit score change?
It very definitely could be. And there are a lot of folks who maybe there's been a drop in their credit score for some reason, and they will pay a lot more. Their insurance company may be asking them for a lot more money for their premium than before, and so they may go to another insurance company hoping to save. But most of the time, that insurance company will do the credit score as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are a few still left who do not. And they might save money by finding one who does not, but those are rapidly becoming few and far between.
Well, this is, you know, one of the same tactics that banks use to determine whether or not you're somebody who they should take a chance on in terms of giving you money if you're going to pay back the loan. That's what the credit score was, I think, initially designed to do, was determine creditworthiness.
Mm-hmm.
But for the insurance company to have found, or the insurance industry to have found, that there's such a correlation between creditworthiness and liability.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like. You know, I'd be interested, I guess, to get with somebody who studies current anthropology or whatever it is and maybe talk about, you know, what the reasoning is behind a lower credit score and whether or not the person takes more risks or whatever the thing happens to be.
Well, I don't know exactly why it's that way. And it sounds like it's very unfair at first.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's very unfair. But when you remember, 2/3 of insurance consumers have high credit scores.
Mm-hmm.
So the insurance company is saying, why should the people who have high insurance scores pay for these people who have low insurance scores? So we're going to reward the people who have the high scores. We're going to give them lower premiums than the ones who have the lower scores. So in some cases, they may even come back for the renewal period and give lower scores to the person that they found who had, lower insurance premium, may charge them less than the person that they found it had a higher score.
Well, because it just makes sense in terms of business. Nobody likes to think about it. They think that there's a profit margin that has to be reached or whatever. But if you think literally, you're charging two people, one person, regardless of the credit score, if they just happen to find out that the credit score is a way to measure it, fine. But if you know that one person doesn't make very many claims, makes maybe, you know, one claim a year or one claim every 5 years, and then somebody else makes four claims a year, the fact is you would raise the rate on somebody who makes multiple claims eventually anyway because they're costing you more as the company. So I would think that, you know, this, if you can use this as a method by which to sort of predict how liable this person is going to end up being, that's a tool of the trade. You know what I mean? It is kind of sad the way it works out sometimes, but you definitely want to try to steer clear of taking a risk on somebody who you know is going to have a claim. I mean, there's all indicators point to a claim is coming in the next few months after they get their insurance.
Yes. And one thing, I think an insurance credit score is a little different from maybe the score that the bank would use.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance companies are looking for pay history. Do you pay your bills on time and always? Do they have to rewrite properties that have been allowed to lapse? Because this creates a real problem for insurance companies. It's more expensive to service these customers if they have to keep sending notices that your bill is overdue, those kind of things. And another thing is they look at debt ratio to income. Do you have more debt out there than what your income is going to allow you to pay?
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that insurance companies look at, because that too is an indicator that claims might be coming along. And another thing is try to pay off all your credit cards before you apply for that insurance. If you have a high credit card debt, they're going to find that out too. So anyway, it's...
What does it, I guess my last question then would be, does the insurance company go back to that credit score again down the road, or is it just to determine insurability in the beginning?
They will keep a watch on that credit score. They will keep a watch on it every time it renews. They will watch that. If it goes up, they will, you know, reward the person if they, say, get debts paid off or something like that. They will lower the premium or take that into consideration. They will also take into consideration if a person has had maybe what we might call a major problem. Maybe they had a major illness and they had to be in the hospital and it exhausted their funds. That doesn't necessarily mean that person is going to have claims or that they're going to be a bad risk. They usually won't charge that against them. Some of those kinds of things will be taken into consideration.
Well, there you go.
So
that's the way that your credit score can sometimes have an effect on your insurability with insurance. I think that's important information for folks to have, don't you?
I think so.
Phyllis, thank you so very much. Phyllis Reiser has over 25 years' experience in the insurance industry. She's a member of the Agents for Consumer Education. She talks with us here on KETR about things that you ought to be aware of in terms of insurance. So we'll welcome her back next week as well. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.